Pike made the dolls kiss. Noelle shook her head at the immaturity, but was also relieved. Doing this was hard, but having them there, she didn't know what she'd do without them. Pike, the comic relief, Anthony, the voice of reason, and Nick, the shoulder to lean on. Thanks for being here, guys. It means a lot. They all stopped what they were doing and smiled. What? She asked.
Nothing. You're just so cute when you're sweet.
Aha, all right. Get back to work. We're burning daylight.
Chapter 29. Nick stood on Noelle's couch in his bare feet, slipping the landscape onto the command hooks. How does it look? He glanced over his shoulder at Pike and Anthony, both stuffing their faces with pizza at the kitchen table. Noelle's apartment looked like his, chaotic and messy. Between the three of them, they'd managed to put the furniture she'd wanted to keep where it belonged, but large black totes made a maze around her place. Pike licked his thumb and pointed to the left.
Lopsided. Who taught you how to use a level?
Nick hopped off the couch and eyeballed the painting. The fuck you talking about? It's perfect.
I was just messing with you. Looks good.
He shook his head, pretending to lunge at Pike as he passed.
Oh, bring it on. I'll throw hands, boy. And believe me, you don't want none of this.
I'm going to check on Noelle. Do not eat all the pizza.
No promises, Anthony said with a mouthful.
Nick padded down the hall and knocked on her bedroom door.
Come in.
He poked his head in to find her sitting in the middle of her bed with a giant white box in her hands. Scattered across her comforter were hundreds of photographs in separate piles. Noelle looked up at him, tears streaming down her cheeks, and he sat on the edge of the bed.
What's up? It's just a lot. Overwhelming.
He put his hand on her knee and squeezed.
I know, babe. You don't have to do this all right now. Why don't we order some photo boxes online and we can go through them a section at a time? Probably a good idea, she sniffled.
What's that box?
My mother's wedding dress.
Nick stilled.
Oh. Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Noelle picked up a stack of photos and handed them to him.
And she looked beautiful in it.
Nick thumbed through Noelle's parents' wedding pictures. The joy on their faces. The cake cutting. Nick laughed and held up a picture of her dad shoving cake into her mom's face. I would have called this before seeing it.
Your dad was such a funny guy, always playing ball with my dad and me when you came over. Yeah, they probably would have liked to have a boy.
Why didn't they?
My mom got really sick with me and they didn't try again. I always envied you, Mary, and Holly.
Take them. They're yours. Noelle laughed.
I wanted four, Nick said softly. Four?
Four children. Nick watched her face, waiting for her to freak out.
You just want to one-up your parents or something?
She said lightly.
No. I wanted more than two, but with three, there was always the third wheel.
Noelle nodded.
Okay.
The thing is, he cleared his throat, searching for the right thing to say. The words from his heart that would reassure her that he loved her. That even if she never wanted marriage or kids, she'd be enough for him. Noelle was his other half.
Yes?
I don't need to have kids to be happy. I don't even need a piece of paper. Nick took her hand.
You and me? That's all I need. The way I feel for you, Noelle, is something I can't control, and I don't want to live without you. You are it for me.
Nick didn't want to overload the tenuousness of their reunion, but she surprised him when she squeezed his hand, tears in her eyes.
Thank you for saying that. I really needed to hear it.
Nick brought her hand to his mouth.
I meant every word.
Moments slipped by as they sat there, holding hands, his thumb rubbing over her knuckles. Finally, she broke the silence, surprising him.
If I had kids, I think I'd like at least two. If I hadn't had you, I would have been lonely. At least with two, they could play together, right?
Nick stilled, studying her earnest expression. His voice came out hushed, afraid to hope.
Are you being serious?
I know you said you never wanted kids or marriage, and I respect that. I wasn't lying when I said you were enough for me.
I know you weren't. I'm still unsure, but I'm opening up to the idea again.
Again?
Before I lost my parents, I dreamed of marriage. I envisioned having a family and my parents being there for all of it. When I lost them, I couldn't face the same future because it meant accepting that they were gone. I know that sounds crazy. I know my parents are dead, but if I didn't make plans or sift through mementos that reminded me, then it didn't hurt so much. The way my parents died so suddenly, I didn't get to say goodbye. And every day that stays with me like I forgot to do something. There's something missing and I can't fix it.
Nick picked up stack after stack of pictures, setting them back into the black tote.
They're always with you, Noelle.
Anything you want to say to them, you just do it.
You really believe that?
I do. Noelle released a wet laugh.
I don't know what I believe.
Then I'll tell you what I know. Nick slid up next to her on the bed, pushing her hair back from her face.
Your parents loved you more than anything in this world. They had a fuller life with you in it, and you get to carry on the memories of them. And if you do want kids, you get to tell them about their grandparents and how amazing they were, how much they loved you and each other. Carry on the traditions your parents taught you. That is what I know. Kids or no kids, I'm yours.
Noel cupped his cheek and kissed him, the big box poking him in the stomach, but he didn't protest. He threaded his fingers into Noelle's hair and brought her closer, the box sliding off her lap as they consumed each other, finding comfort in each other. She broke the kiss and he stared down into her eyes, counting the tiny flecks of black.
I love you, Nick.
His heart pounded in his chest.
As friends, or are we talking the big L? Don't joke, please. I mean it. I love you. I've probably loved you, big love, for years, but was too scared to admit.
Nick kissed her again, pushing her back onto the bed so they fell over with him on top. He trailed his lips over her cheek, chin, neck. Finally, he held himself up on his elbows, watching as her eyes fluttered open.
I love you too.
Big L, with 6 exclamation points. Noelle's eyes twinkled.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know. Noelle leaned up to meet his kiss, and it was the first time he'd felt completely at peace in his whole life. Noelle, his opposite in nearly every way, centered him, brought out the best in him. Nick sat back, pulling his shirt up and tossing it aside. Noelle's hands slid from his stomach to his chest, kneading the muscles of his shoulders and arms. He lifted her shirt, kissing his way along her stomach until he found the bottom of her sports bra. He helped her sit up and pulled the shirt and bra over her head, exposing her gorgeous full breasts.
I love you. Are you talking to me or my boobs?
She teased breathlessly.
Them. I already told you, greedy.
Noelle's giggle ended in a moan as Nick took her rosy nipple in his mouth, tonguing the sweet peak until it hardened. His other hand cupped and kneaded her other tit, and he heard her hum happily. Nick's hands grabbed the top of her leggings and pulled them down her legs until all she had on were those absurd Golden Girls panties.
Well, hello, ladies. Missed me?
Noelle pushed them down around her ankles with a snort. Her hands went to the button on his jeans and she opened them with a snap.
I don't have the patience for your shenanigans.
Nick let her do what she wanted, groaning as her hands slid inside, gripping his cock as they kissed slowly. Every pump of her hand drove him crazy. When he couldn't take it anymore, he stood up, shimmying out of his pants and boxers, his gaze traveling over her as he realized that this was finally going to happen. The moment he'd been obsessing over, fantasizing about for nearly a month. Nick lay down over her, slipping his hand between her legs. Loving Noelle, watching her facial expressions, listening to every small sound made everything that much better. She responded to him like she couldn't get enough, which worked because he felt the same way. Her seam was slick and open, ready for him, and he rolled her over him, letting her take control because he already knew making love to Noelle would be spectacular for him. He wanted the same for her. Noelle raised herself up and fitted him against her wet entrance, slowly encasing him. Nick threw his head back, eyes closed, groaning as she took him inside, squeezing his cock. When she moved over him, her eyes stayed on his face as her hips swayed, rolled, and rocked. "Oh, God, fuck, don't come yet, not yet, not yet." Loud pounding on the door startled them both, and Noelle caught herself with her hands on his chest, her eyes wide.
"Hey, what you doing?"
Pike called through the door.
"Oh my God,"
Noelle moaned.
"Not again."
Nick cursed. He couldn't believe he'd forgotten Pike and Anthony were still in the apartment. Clearing his throat, he hollered,
"Thanks for the help, guys, but we're gonna finish these boxes and go to bed."
"You sure you don't need an extra hand?"
The doorknob wiggled playfully, and Noelle flattened herself over him, grabbing for the blanket.
"For fuck's sake, get out of here now!"
"Jeez, okay, okay. Hey, we're gonna take some money from your wallet and hit the bar in case you want to meet up after you're done with those boxes."
Their chortling faded, and Nick held on to Noelle until the front door slammed shut. "I am going to kill them." Her voice came out muffled with her face buried in his neck.
"Me too."
Nick buried his fingers through her hair, pulling her face up so he could study her. Her skin was molten, and he shook his head. "Still love me?"
"Of course I do. I just wish we could finish one time without somebody interrupting."
Nick rolled her beneath him, lifting her legs up around his hips. "Oh, we're gonna finish this tonight. I don't care if the Hulk smashed through that door."
"Almost having those dumbasses walk in on us has kind of put me out of the mood."
Nick slid down the bed on his stomach until his head nestled between her thighs, her legs slung over his shoulders. "I guess I'll have to get you back in the mood then, huh?" Noelle smiled, challenge sparking in her eyes. "Do your worst." Nick did, loving her with his mouth until she was pleading with him. God, he wasn't really sure, but when he finally pushed her over that ledge, she shuddered against him with complete abandon. Spent. When he finally pushed into her, balancing his weight on his hands as he rode her body slowly, everything faded around them. All he saw was Noelle, eyes half closed, lips parted, soft breaths escaping as she clung to his arms. Beautiful, perfect, home. Noelle quickened under him, and he kicked up his speed, pumping his hips until she screamed his name, arching her back, her breasts pushed forward. Nearly there. Almost.
Fuck!
Nick shook as he let go, coming so hard he actually thought he might pass out. He lowered himself to his forearms, trembling as he kissed Noelle, sliding his tongue inside to play with hers. When he could finally move, he rolled to the side, bringing her against him, arms holding her tight.
"That was," he whispered, "amazeballs."
Nick kissed her temple, chuckling lightly.
"Absolutely." Noelle snuggled into him, yawning. "How much you want to bet they ate all the pizza?"
"I wouldn't put it past them. Good thing your man was smart enough to order an extra pie and hide it."
"My man. I like that. Boyfriend. Hunk of sausage."
"Hey, now, it's bigger than a sausage." Noelle giggled. "Seriously, I liked it better when you compared me to a donkey." She sat up, her tangled hair falling around them.
Compared you to a what?
Remember when all the pregnant women wanted to know what I was like in the sack and you said you told them I was hung like a donkey? She laid her head on his chest without saying anything else and he nudged her. Hey, is that all you're going to say?
I already called you amazeballs.
Gee, so generous with the compliments.
Honestly, it's all a little hazy. You might have to do it again so I can give you a proper review.
Nick locked his arm around her while he tickled her ribs.
Review? You're going to give me a play-by-play critique?
Noelle gasped with laughter as she begged.
Okay, stop.
Nick frowned ferociously.
Well, Nick, it was so good. I want to do that 3 times a day, every day, and 5 times on Sunday.
Nick blinked down for a half a second before his face split into a wide grin.
Challenge accepted.
Chapter 30. The sweltering air inside Brews and Chews smelled of floral and fruity perfumes from the dozens of women waiting impatiently for the show to begin. The scent of so many perfumes mixing together gave Noelle a migraine. But she smiled brightly as Gabby came back from the bathroom, her white veil covered in neon-bright condoms trailing behind her as she shimmied into her VIP chair at the front of the stage. Her nose was still held in place by the white splint, but at least the bruising was better.
Who's ready to see some nearly naked men?
Amber hollered, setting a tray of brightly colored shots on the table. Noelle smirked, thinking that she already had a man at home she could strip naked whenever she wanted. She hadn't ever seen the appeal of a boyfriend before Nick, but over the last week, she understood Gabby better. Finding a man who got you on every level was a rare find, and Noelle couldn't help feeling blessed that she'd let go of some of her fears and let Nick love her. Really love her. Gabby hollered, dancing in her seat. Her 2 cousins had come down with the stomach flu yesterday, and even though they were feeling a little better, Gabby had told them to keep their asses home and away from her. That meant the rockin' bachelorette party consisted of the bride, Noelle, and Amber. She'd done a pretty good job of ignoring Amber so far, and if she could just get through the next... Noelle checked her phone for the time and found a new message from Nick.
In case you get tempted by all the other schlongs in your face, remember you have this cock at home.
Noelle burst out laughing at the picture he'd attached. Noelle bought him a rooster thong as a gag and shipped it to his house while she was at work. She'd come home that night to find him sprawled across her bed, wearing it. The red head with bright, colorful fabric plumage flopped to the side.
What's funny? Gabby asked, reaching for her phone.
Nothing. Noelle deleted the picture fast and put her phone away.
So, when is this shindig supposed to kick off?
Any minute. You eager for a lap dance, Noelle?
Noelle caught Amber's sneer and chose to take the high road. Amber's unhappiness was her own, and Noelle wouldn't let it ruin Gabby's party.
I might. How about you, Amber?
As the only single girl in this threesome? Absolutely.
Awesome.
Noelle passed Gabby a glass of water. I got you a water while you were in the toilet.
Bring it on!
Gabby hollered, taking a gulp of water.
Gabby, I bought shots. Why aren't you drinking?
Gabby took another drink of water, so Noelle jumped in.
What if I took hers? I'm ready to get this party started.
Noelle picked up 2 shots and held them up.
Cheers!
She downed one, then the other, while Amber cheered.
I think I misjudged you, Noelle. You drink like a champ.
The lights dimmed and colorful strobe lights lit up the stage.
Ladies, please welcome to the stage Mistletoe's All-Male Review!
The crowded bar erupted with screams as a line of shirtless men in Santa hats and pants danced out onto the stage to the tune of Santa Baby. Gabby and Amber jumped out of their seats, waving their hands excitedly, while Noelle studied the dancers in horror. Noelle recognized every single one of them, her cheeks burning as they gyrated their hips. But when a bearded Santa slid across the stage almost directly in front of her, lifting his pelvis to the sky,
She covered her mouth with both hands. Pike humped the air 3 feet in front of her in a black leather thong and Santa hat. The minute he caught her gaze, he froze mid-thrust. Gabby danced up to the stage, waving a handful of ones.
Damn, Pike! I didn't know you were a stripper.
Noelle closed her eyes in horror as Gabby started stuffing the ones into her friend's G-string like it was a slot machine. When she opened her eyes again, Pike had moved to another group of women, and she got a good look at his tight butt cheeks. She was never going to be able to look him in the face again.
Are you surprised?
Amber hollered over the music, a faster version of Jingle Bell Rock. Noelle nodded.
Yes. Did you know? Of course. Guy is one of the strippers. See him in back? He's the one who told me about it. You could have warned me. I wanted to see the look on your face. Sorry.
Gabby grabbed her hand, pointing at a guy swaggering toward them. His dark, curly hair fell to his ears, and his light, piercing eyes stayed on Gabby the whole time.
Check him out.
He walked up to Gabby, grinning like a sinner.
I see we have a bachelorette in the house.
Yes, we do,
Amber screamed.
Then we need to celebrate.
The guy lifted Gabby out of her chair and led her up onto the stage. Another man slid behind her, holding her hands above her head. Amber leaned towards Noelle, clapping.
I paid them $100 to do this.
She looks like she's enjoying it.
Gabby squealed when the curly-haired guy threw her legs over his shoulders and buried his face between her legs. Noelle covered her face with her hand, laughing into her palm, horrified and amused all at once.
She's having fun, right?
She is. Thanks for setting this up. I know I wasn't completely on board at first, but she deserves to have an amazing time. Amber looked at her, as if she couldn't figure her out.
Why are you being so nice to me?
Because I don't want to hate you anymore, Amber. Two of the people I love most in the world saw something good in you. I'm choosing to do the same.
But a week ago, I was trying to get Nick back.
Noelle's lips thinned momentarily, and then she breathed out. I know. I don't like what you did, but I'm hoping that now we can all move on. Noelle laughed as a blonde stripper brought a chair onto the stage, and Curly sat Gabby in it, rubbing his balls in her face.
Are you going to tell Gabby what I did?
Noelle shook her head. I'm not going to ruin your relationship with Gabby. What happened is between you and me. Besides, she's got enough going on without getting pulled into our drama.
So what? We pretend to like each other?
No. I don't think we'll ever be friends, but maybe we don't have to be enemies. The strippers led a very mushed, happy Gabby down the stairs to her seat. Curly kissed her knuckles.
Have a wonderful wedding, beautiful.
Gabby fanned herself.
God, I wish Drew were home. I would wreck him right now.
Noelle, feeling the shots she'd shotgunned, laughed.
You gonna be okay, sweetie? Yes, except all the extra blood is rushing to my hoo nanny and making me horny.
Extra blood? Amber asked. Gabby cleared her throat and turned in her seat to face Amber.
I'm pregnant. What?
Amber screamed, grabbing Gabby's hands.
I wanted to tell you sooner, but I didn't want to ruin the night. Are you kidding? Nothing could ruin this night.
She hugged Gabby, catching Noelle's eye.
You knew, huh?
She only told me earlier because I caught her puking. Amber smiled softly and pulled away from Gabby.
Guess we didn't need those mimosas.
Sure we do, Noelle said. She can have the orange juice and we'll drink the champagne. Gabby's gaze shifted between them and she held her hands up.
I know I asked you two to get along, but this is too creepy.
Noelle patted her leg. I'm going to use the bathroom, and I'll get the next round for Amber and me.
Oh, will you get more ones? There's a cute Santa over there who needs a tip.
Noelle rolled her eyes. As much as she hated to admit it, she wasn't having a terrible time. It wouldn't be her choice for a bachelorette party, but tonight was about Gabby, who happened to be having a ball. For her own last girls' night, she'd love to do something she'd never tried before, like roller derby. Noelle almost stumbled, realizing that she'd thought about a bachelorette party for herself without panicking. It was progress. A hand touched Noelle's arm just before she reached the bathroom, and she turned. Pike stood next to her, still in a next-to-nothing thong, Santa hat askew.
Anthony said you would be here.
But I didn't believe him, he said.
Why not?
I didn't think this was your scene.
It's not. I came for Gabby. Noelle cleared her throat, unsure what to say. I didn't know you were a stripper. Why didn't you tell me?
I figured Nick would. He knew.
He did? Noelle shook her head. Of course they did. They were probably having themselves quite a laugh at the surprise they'd given her. I can't believe neither of those bastards warned me.
I'm sorry. We good?
Because there was nothing else to do, she laughed. Of course we are. I was just shocked. But why?
Honestly, it's a rush. Plus, the money isn't bad.
Noelle squeezed his arm. As long as you're happy, then so am I.
Thanks.
I really need to use the restroom, but we'll talk later, all right? Noelle turned to walk away, but his voice stopped her.
Noelle?
She stopped outside the bathroom door. Yeah?
I'm glad things worked out for you and Nick. You deserve the best.
Noelle blinked back tears at the sincerity in his voice and the tenderness in his expression, and it hit her. Pike's flirting, his teasing, his defense of her honor. He'd liked her for real. She'd rebuffed him with little consideration because she thought he was only playing. Just another mistake to add to the list. Fish? He held up his hand.
I know. We're buds. I love you, but I accepted a long time ago that's all we were ever going to be. No need to feel bad. I'll get over it.
Noelle took a step toward him. I would hug you right now, but you're nearly naked and it would be weird.
I'll collect one later. Gotta go. Those laps won't dance themselves.
Pike walked back towards the stage and she spun around, away from his naked rear end. This had to be the craziest, awkwardest night of her life. Noelle came back with 6 shots and set them on their little table. Gabby danced in her seat excitedly.
Guess what?
What?
Amber bought us all lap dances.
Noelle shot Amber a disgruntled look.
You didn't have to do that.
Gabby actually jumped in.
I insisted. I know you and Nick are official, but Drew and I made a pact that we were going to enjoy our parties with a strict no jealousy rule. So if you need to text Nick to see how he feels, I totally get it.
Noelle shook her head. Nick told me to have a good time, but I don't know if I want some guy's crotch in my face. To her surprise, Amber was the one to throw her a lifeline.
I tell you what, if you really don't want one, I'll take yours.
Screw that, Gabby shouted over the music.
If anyone's getting an extra lap dance, it should be me. I'm the bride-to-be.
Noelle arched her eyebrows at Amber.
You'd never guess she wasn't drunk, would you? I guess this is last night of freedom buzz.
Noelle caught Pike's eye on stage, and he winked at her as a group of women in their 40s threw money at him. She pulled out her phone and snapped a picture. When she forwarded it to Anthony and Nick, she captioned it, "Y'all have some explaining to do." Both sent back laughing emojis, and Noelle shook her head. Despite Nick and her being official, nothing had really changed with her friends. Another fear put to rest. Her phone vibrated again, and she opened the message from Nick.
Have fun. I love you.
A month ago, she'd never imagined she'd be in a darkened bar, getting along with Amber, and watching Pike gyrate around in a Santa hat. Even more surprising was being able to type back 4 little words without any hesitation or sweaty palms. I love you too.
Chapter 31. Noelle, have you seen my tie? Noelle stuck her head out of the bathroom, her toothbrush hanging out of the corner of her mouth.
I hung it over the back of the chair in the kitchen.
Which one?
The only one that has a tie on it, Goob.
Nick threw his pillow at her, and she closed the door before it connected, her laughter muffled. In the 11 days since they'd exchanged I love yous, Noelle hadn't balked at their relationship once. She'd come home the day after Gabby's bachelorette party seeming lighter, freer. When he'd asked how Amber was, Noelle said they'd had fun.
which is exactly how Nick felt about his time with her. They teased, wrestled, kissed, cuddled, and loved. Boy, how they loved. Today was the Christmas concert, and Wednesday, Gabby's wedding. If Noel was nervous about either, she hadn't let on. He hoped that he held it together tonight, as he wasn't completely over his stage fright. Nick found his tie on the floor underneath the chair he always sat in for work. He stared down at it as he tried to tie it without a mirror, looking up when he heard Noel clear her throat. She stood at the end of the hallway in a red, shimmering dress. The off-the-shoulder and sweetheart neckline showed just a hint of cleavage. The dress nipped in at the waist and flared out to just above her knees, highlighting her long, smooth legs. Simple black flats adorned her feet, and they were in contrast with the fancy, familiar feel of the dress. She'd pinned her dark hair back from her face, and it fell in dark curls over her shoulders.
"Well?"
Nick crossed the hallway to her, cupping her cheek in his palm.
"You look amazing." "Thank you. It's the dress my mother wore to the concert every year. Is that weird?"
"Considering this concert is about honoring her and your dad, no, I think it's fitting." Noel took the tongues of his tie, lowering her gaze, but not before he caught the shimmer of tears.
"I'm so nervous, I feel like I may be sick."
"Nope. As my sisters will remind you, nausea related to performing is my forte. You stop trying to steal my stuff." Noel finished his tie and used it to pull him down for a kiss.
"So no more borrowing your t-shirts then?"
"There are some exceptions, especially when you look so good in them and nothing else on." Noel moved away from his wandering hands.
I need to go apply some lipstick and then we need to go. If we're late because we wind up back in bed, your mother will murder us both."
Nick waggled his brow.
"I think it may be worth it."
"Not today, Satan." She backed into the bedroom and he chuckled, heading to the front door to shrug into his suit jacket. When she came out in her black dress coat and black clutch, he couldn't believe they were here and she was here.
"You sure you don't want to test my mother's wrath and go back into the bedroom?" "I promise you all kinds of hot, sexy times tonight, but right now it's about my parents. I will not be late to an event in their honor."
Nick took her hand, leading her out the door and down the stairs to the truck. He'd used the remote start to defrost and warm up the cab, so when she climbed inside, it was toasty warm.
"Hurry up, Nick."
"I'm hurrying." He shut the door on her and jogged around, keeping his promise as he got them to the community center a half an hour before they were scheduled to go on stage. They took the steps two at a time, pushing through the doors and almost whacking his mother in the face.
"Oh, good, you're here."
Victoria's eyes widened as she looked Noel over from head to toe.
"Oh, honey, is that your mother's dress?"
"Yes. I found it in a garment bag below a bunch of Christmas decorations."
"Well, you look just as lovely in it as she did. What a perfect way to honor her."
"Thank you."
Victoria waved them all the way in.
"Go ahead backstage and get set up. I'll find you afterward. I hope you like the memorial."
"I'm sure I will,"
Noel murmured. "Come on, Noel. We've got 20 minutes. Victoria hugged Noel one last time before letting Nick lead her away to the stage area. Sonia, the event manager, waited with their mics. She put Noel's on first, making sure it sounded clear.
"You're good to go."
Noel formed her hands into a heart and blew him a kiss.
"I'm going to go find your sisters really quick and get their approval. Be back in a bit."
"What do you need them for? I already told you how beautiful you are."
"Yes, but you're biased."
Nick shook his head, grinning at Sonia.
"You saw her. Am I wrong?"
"No, you are absolutely right. She is breathtaking. Reminds me of her mother."
She taped his mic onto his cheek and secured the belt around his waist.
"Sing something for me?"
Nick sang a few bars of Must Be Santa, and Sonia gave him a thumbs up.
"Break a leg."
"I'll do my best." Nick tried to shake the butterflies in his stomach as he peeked between the curtains into the packed community center. Nearly the whole damn town was there. He knew it would be a packed good turnout, but the reality of it still jarred him a bit.
"Hey, you okay?"
Noel asked, coming up beside him.
"Yeah, just picturing the audience in their underwear."
Noelle laughed, looping her arms around his neck.
You're gonna be great.
We're gonna be great.
But I do have a request. If you are going to puke, aim for your sisters, not me.
Nick chuckled. Done.
I love you.
He kissed her hard. I love you too.
Damn it, now I have to reapply my lipstick. Curtain up in 5. Don't forget to turn your mic on.
She disappeared back into the dressing room and Nick flipped the switch on his mic. He squatted down to check his amp and guitar, making sure it was plugged in correctly.
Nick?
Amber called offstage. He groaned.
Why couldn't she just leave him alone?
When he didn't go over, she walked onto the stage.
Nick, I need to talk to you.
Amber, I don't have time for any of this.
I screwed up. Please hear me out. I know I've been terrible and thoughtless, but I really want to change for the better.
She took a deep breath,
a slight tremble in it that made him pause. I should have never tried to get between you and Noelle. It was wrong, and I'm sorry.
Nick stood up, still leery of her motives. I appreciate the apology.
You were right when you said I was scared to be on my own. You are a good guy and you deserve to be happy. I am sorry I couldn't do that. But I am hoping that by taking some time to get to know myself, maybe I'll grow and become a woman that a guy like you could love.
Nick cleared his throat and smiled.
I wish you nothing but happiness. Noelle, she's... Well, I may have misjudged her. Or I just let my jealousy get the best of me. Regardless, I hope she makes you happy.
She does. She's my love, my family, my person.
What about marriage and kids?
Amber, he warned.
I'm not being an asshole. I am just curious because with us, you never stop talking about those things.
Because I never considered you'd want anything different until you did. With Noelle, we've talked. We've discussed our wants, our fears, and our needs. We are on the same page. Maybe we'll get married, but if not, I'm okay with that. God willing, we'll have kids too, but even if we don't, all I need is her. Whatever our future may hold, it's between the two of us. And while I appreciate your apology, this is the last time I discuss the woman I love or my relationship with you. Amber nodded. A mix of thunderous applause and cheers exploded from the audience beyond the curtain. Nick looked around to find his parents, his sisters, and Noelle watching them from the other side of the stage. Mary pointed to her mic and clapped. And it hit him. Everyone in the place had heard this exchange. Noelle, Mary, and Holly walked onto the stage, taking their places as the curtains opened. Nick stared out on the sea of faces, continuing to cheer. Amber stepped off the stage and walked out into the audience, taking an empty seat next to Gabby and Drew. Noelle stepped into the spotlight on center stage and waved.
Welcome to the Mistletoe Christmas Concert. Thank you all for being here, celebrating this wonderful occasion. If you don't mind giving me 1 second while I kiss my boyfriend. You guys okay with that?
The town went wild as Noelle strutted across the stage and kissed him, his guitar pinned between them. When she pulled back, Nick was too dazed to say anything until she covered his mic.
Thank you.
For what?
Loving me.
Nick pressed his forehead to hers.
Forever.
There was no panic in Noelle's rich brown eyes, nor tension in her face. Only joy.
You ready to do this?
Nick took her hand and squeezed it. I'm ready when you are.
Noelle's heart hammered as she returned to center stage, Nick's declaration ringing in her head. As she stared out into a sea of faces, she focused on the people she loved and took a breath. The Carter family started the Christmas concert 5 generations ago. Traditions were passed down over the years, like the Carter lemon shortbread cookie and the concert set list. Things we looked forward to every holiday season. She took a breath, trying to find the words she'd been practicing all week for this moment. When my parents passed away 10 years ago on their way to this very concert, the town of Mistletoe grieved their loss. The loss of their talent, their kindness, and most of all, their love of Christmas. The crowd clapped, showing their love and support, and Noelle's eyes stung with tears. For the longest time, I couldn't bring myself to attend this event, so beloved by them and the people of this town. I blamed them for wanting so badly to be here with all of you, and with me, and I couldn't move past it. This year, I've learned a little something about perspective. How some events can be viewed differently, all due to the circumstances the observer may be in. It took me 10 years to put myself in my parents' shoes and realize that I'd failed to honor them when I abandoned the things they loved, like the Mistletoe Christmas concert. Tonight is dedicated to not just my parents, but to all the loved ones we've said goodbye to over the years. May they join us tonight in spirit and in our hearts. Noelle turned her head, wiping at her wet eyes, and nodded at Mary. She caught Nick smiling at her, his face alight with pride, and he mouthed, "I love you." Mary counted them in. The beat to "All I Want for Christmas Is You" burst through the speakers, and Noelle sang her heart out. For 2 full hours, they kept Mistletoe swinging. When the curtain finally closed, Nick shut his mic off and met Noelle in the center of the stage. She slipped her arms around his waist. "Look at that. We cured your stage fright."
"Yeah, nothing like the whole town hearing you bare your soul to get rid of the performance jitters."
"I was thinking, you and me, Gabby's wedding next week. Want to be my plus one?"
"Sounds good. Maybe we can sneak out early to celebrate the birthday girl?"
Sounds perfect. Like my birthday and Christmas rolled into one."
"Funny. Being with you makes me feel like that every day."
"Goob." They stepped down the stairs of the stage, and Noelle lost track of Nick as people surrounded her, sharing stories about her parents. Victoria finally pushed her way to the front and led her over to the corner, where a green Christmas tree sparkled with white blinking lights. On every branch hung a picture frame ornament. Inside were photos of her parents at the concert over the years. There were even some photos of when they were children. But the one that really struck a chord with Noelle was the picture eye level on the front of the tree. It was the concert the year before her parents died. They stood in front of a tree much like this one, their arms wrapped around Noelle's shoulders.
"Do you like it?" Victoria whispered.
"I love it. Thank you."
"You're welcome, baby."
"Hey, Noelle."
She turned around to find Henry Garrett standing with his Nikon camera.
"I'd like to get a picture of you with the tree, if that's okay."
Noelle wiped at her wet cheeks and smiled. "Yeah, sure. But can I have my family with me?" Henry appeared confused.
"Well, sure."
"Oh, good. Victoria, do you see Chris and Nick?" Victoria's face brightened and she hollered,
"All winters report to the Christmas tree."
Noelle spotted Gabby and Drew and waved them over. Nick was the last to join them, flanked by Pike and Anthony. Noelle stood in the middle with Chris, Victoria, Mary, and Holly on her left, Gabby and Drew on her right. Nick squeezed in next to her, and Noelle pointed to her right.
"You two, get in here, I need you."
Henry shook his head.
"I'll have to rearrange you to get you all in."
"That's fine, as long as we get everyone."
Henry moved Pike, Anthony, and Nick's sisters to where they were kneeling in the front, and by the time they were done, there was a lot of griping about hardwood. Noelle studied the pictures over Henry's shoulder and pointed. "Can I get that one on an 11 by 14 canvas?
"Sure, but I'll have to charge you for it."
Noelle smiled, watching the people she loved most talking and laughing. "Doesn't matter. Whatever it costs, it will be worth it."
Epilogue. Nick stood by the bar, sipping Crown and Coke as he watched Gabby and Drew share their first dance as man and wife. Blake Shelton's, the guy with the girl, played through the speakers, a faster tempo than most couples would have chosen. But Drew was surprisingly nimble as he twirled Gabby in a two-step across the dance floor. He smiled at the end as Drew dipped Gabby back, delivering a long, slow kiss before standing her upright. Another ballad began and someone tapped Nick on the shoulder.
"Wanna dance with me, hot stuff?"
Noelle asked, coming around to stand in front of him, her hand held out expectantly. "Shouldn't you be doing maid of honor duties?" Noelle scoffed.
"I have delivered the bride to the church, held the groom's ring, held her bouquet, kept her dress up every time she's had to pee, made sure she ate and is drinking plenty of water, and I gave a very sappy speech that moved everyone in the audience to tears. I'd say I'm due for a break."
"If you insist." Nick took her hand, and when they stepped out amid the other couples, she slipped his arms around her waist. "Have I told you how beautiful you are?"
Earlier when you saw me for the ceremony, you pulled me into that closet and kissed me."
Nick grinned, pressing his lips next to her ear. "I seem to remember I did more than kiss you."
"Yes, but I do not want to remember how the pastor officiating my friend's wedding found me in a closet with my boyfriend's hand up my skirt."
He chuckled, kissing the side of her neck. "Honestly, I thought it was rude of him to just barge in without knocking." Noelle rolled her eyes.
"Or maybe next time you want to have a little tryst, we find a room with a lock on the door. Where's the fun in that? I thought you were supposed to be a good boy."
"I am, most of the time. For some reason, being with you brings out my naughty side."
"Well, I guess we'll have some fun stories to tell the kids one day."
Nick stilled their movements, staring into her eyes earnestly.
"What did you say?" "Which part?"
"I heard the word children."
"I told you I'm warming up to the idea."
"Oh yeah?"
"Yep."
Noelle looped her arms around his neck and grinned.
"Maybe in a couple years we can revisit the subject?"
"I'd like that," Nick said, afraid to ask too many questions and freak her out. "So how many more duties do you have before we can get out of here?"
"What's the rush?"
"I have a surprise for the birthday girl."
"Really? What is it?"
"I'm sorry, do you not know what a surprise is?" he asked.
"I was just asking. See if I give you sweetness later."
"Oh, I'm getting all your sweetness, just you wait." So confident. I like my odds."
"Well, I have to stick around at least through the bouquet toss and cake cutting, so an hour maybe? Think you can handle it?"
Nick gave her a sweet, fleeting kiss.
"I guess I'll have to."
"Good." Noelle snuggled into Nick and sighed.
"To be honest, I can't wait until we can go home. Gabby threw up on my tennis shoes this morning and I haven't had a chance to wash them yet."
"Why did Gabby throw up? Nerves?"
"No, she's pregnant. They haven't officially announced it yet, so not a word."
"I won't, but that's awesome. They must be excited."
"They are, very much."
"Is that the sudden interest in kids because of Gabby?"
"In a way, Gabby has been a big help with me coming to terms with my insecurities and fears. She helped me talk out a lot of them, but no. It's not just because Gabby is pregnant that I started thinking about kids. It's the pictures on the Christmas tree the night of the concert. My dad and mom as kids. Learning music from their parents and me learning about music from mine. My parents had dreams for me. I had dreams for me before I lost them. I've been so consumed with them not being here, I forgot that I'd wanted to get married and have kids one day. After they passed, I told myself I didn't want those things because they wouldn't be there to celebrate with me. But that isn't fair to them, me, and most importantly, it isn't fair to the man I love."
Nick kissed her forehead, wanting to shout with joy to the rooftops.
"Just so you know, I have no plans to pressure you about marriage or kids. We'll take our time, and when you feel that you're ready for one, the other, or both, I'll be on board." "Thank you." "Hey, Noelle,"
Amber said, coming up alongside them.
"Sorry, but they're getting ready to do the bouquet toss." "Thanks, I'll be right there." "Sure. Hey, Nick."
"Hi." When Amber walked away, Nick shook his head.
"I feel like she's becoming a completely different person,"
She's trying. It's all any of us can do. Just try to be better every day.
Noelle gave him a firm, hot kiss.
I'll see you in a little bit.
Nick's phone vibrated in his pocket and he moved out into the hallway to take it.
Yeah. Everything is set up and ready for your arrival, Anthony said.
Great, thanks for doing that. I know it probably isn't how you wanted to spend Christmas Eve.
Nah, it's cool. Good luck, man. Hope she likes it.
Merry Christmas! Pike yelled in the background.
Merry Christmas to you both.
The next hour seemed to go by in slow motion, except for the moment during the bouquet toss when he watched Noelle jump into the air and snag the round mix of red and white roses. Her face split into a proud smile. Noelle finally came along the edge of the dance floor and took his hand.
I'm free.
Nick held out his arm and she slipped a hand through his, leading her out to the parking lot and his truck. Once they were inside his cab, letting the heater blow full blast in their faces, Nick handed her a black velvet jewelry box. Happy birthday. She took it slowly, and he knew she was probably worried it was a ring. When she popped the lid and found a key, she held it up, puzzled.
What's it for?
My apartment. The key is so you can just let yourself in whenever you want. It is also an open-ended invitation for you to move in with me. No pressure. Nick put the truck in the drive without gauging her reaction, afraid he'd miscalculated the situation. When they got back to the apartment building, she didn't even turn toward her place but followed him right inside his. Noelle gasped as Nick flipped on the light switch and the place lit up with twinkly lights. The ceiling, around the windows, and strung along the limbs of his Christmas tree. Underneath the tree was a pet carrier, but Noelle was too busy looking at the lights to notice.
When did you do this?
Anthony and Pike did it while we were at the wedding. Nick nudged her with his arm.
Why don't you go see if there's something under the tree?
Noelle spotted the carrier and smothered a cry with her hand.
No!
At first, he thought she meant she didn't want it. But then she practically tripped over her dress in a hurry to get to the tree. She opened the top, and Nick flipped on the ceiling light as she pulled a tiny black and white kitten out of the box.
Oh my God. How did you know I wanted a cat?
You talked about it before our first date, when you stripped down during my video chat with my boss.
I didn't think you were paying attention.
As distracting as you were, I make it an effort to listen to the things that make you happy. But if you aren't really sure you want one, I could keep it here and it could be my cat. Noelle snuggled the kitten into her chest, stroking its head.
Are you seriously talking about keeping my birthday present?
No, he's yours. Noelle climbed to her feet and kissed him while the kitten purred against her chest.
Thank you.
I have one last surprise.
I don't know how you're going to top this.
Come into the kitchen with me. Nick got there first and picked up the plate with tiered lucky treats, complete with 27 candles ready to be lit. Happy birthday, Noelle.
Wow, this... Thank you. I feel totally spoiled.
Nick set the plate down and pulled her against him, being sure not to squish the kitten. I love you.
I love you too.
What are you going to name your pet?
Lucky. It's the best word I can come up with to describe how I'm feeling.
I think it's a great name.
One more thing. About the key.
Hey, like I told you, no pressure.
Will you hush and let me finish?
Nick zipped his lips.
I have to give 30 days notice before I can move out of my apartment. Do you think you could get some backup to help move my stuff at the end of January?
Nick dropped his forehead to her and took a deep, shaky breath.
I think I can swing that. Then we're all yours.
Nick and Noelle's Happily Ever After playlist. 1. Joe Diffie, Bigger Than the Beatles. 2. Nelly, It's Getting Hot in Here. 3. Bing Crosby, White Christmas. 4. Bing Crosby, I'll be home for Christmas. 5. Confederate Railroad, Trashy Women. 6. Zac Brown Band, Colder Weather. 7. Britney Spears, Only Wish. 8. Lizzo, Truth Hurts. 9. Puddle of Mud, She Fucking Hates Me. 10. Wham, Last Christmas. 11. Mindy McCready, Maybe He'll Notice Her Now. 12. Toby Keith, Kiss Me Again. 13. Eagles, Witchy Woman. 14. Hunter Hayes, You Broke Up With Me. 15. Gwen Stefani, Holler Back Girl. 16. Imagine Dragons, Thunder. 17. NSYNC, Under My Tree. 18. Aretha Franklin, Oh Christmas Tree. 19. George Strait, Sugar Cookies. 20. Taylor Swift, The Best Day. 21. Bing Crosby and Johnny Mathis, Silent Night. 22. The Lion King, Can't Wait to Be King. 23. Ingrid Andress, You'll Be Breaking More Hearts Than Mine. 24. Michael Bublé, Holly Jolly Christmas. 25. John Legend, Baby It's Cold Outside. 26. Carolyn Dawn Johnson, Complicated. 27. Colby Calais, Best Friend. 28. Weezer, You're My Best Friend. 29. AC/DC, You Shook Me All Night Long. 30. Kiss, I Wanna Rock and Roll All Night. 21. Daniel Powder, So You Had a Bad Day. 32. Queen, We Will Rock You. 33. Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River. 34. Miranda Lambert, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. 35. Monica and Twista, Hell No. 36. Selena Gomez, Can't Keep My Hands to Myself. 37. Fabulous featuring Tamia, I'm So Into You. 38. Jordan Davis, Singles You Up. 39. Lifehouse, Hanging by a Moment. 40. New Kids on the Block, Hanging Tough. 41. Twisted Sister, We're Not Going to Take It. 42. Brooke Valentine, Girl Fight. 43. Rae Sremmurds, Come Get Her. 44. Zac Efron and Zendaya, Rewrite the Stars. 45. Sixpence None the Richer, Kiss Me. 46. Bob Dylan, Must Be Santa. 47. Bonnie Tyler, I Need a Hero. 48. Levi Hummin, Wedding Dress. 49. Blake Shelton, The Guy with the Girl. 50. Anne Murray, Can I Have This Dance for the Rest of My Life? 51. Sam Smith, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Acknowledgements. This book would not have been possible without the fantastic team at Audible. Most importantly, my amazing editor, Allison. Thank you for helping me bring Nick and Noel and the Town of Mistletoe to life. My agent, Sarah, who asked me if I had any holiday romance ideas. You have been there through my ups and downs, believing in me and the stories I want to tell. Thank you. To my loving family, Brian, Hunter, and Riley, who deal with my overly caffeinated self during deadlines and still love me. You are my heart and soul. So many people went into me creating, editing, and finishing this book. My parents and in-laws, who took my kids for 2 weeks so I could finish my edits. My reader and writer friends, who shared and supported this new and exciting venture. And the lovely ladies in a very special Facebook group, who made me laugh and lightened my heart during these troubled times. Thank you very much.
This has been an Audible Original, produced by Audible Originals, written by Cody Hall, performed by Brooke Bloomingdale and Edward Thomas. Executive producers, Allison Carroll and Alexandra Lopez. Acquisition and development, Catherine Stewart. Vice President of Audible Studios, Mike Charzik. Editor-in-Chief, Audible Original Publishing, David Blum. Copyright 2020 by Cody Gary. Sound recording copyright 2020 by Audible Originals, LLC.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.